It's my privilege to welcome to the pulpit Gajan Viknaraja as he brings for tonight's message. Put your hands together for Gajan.
Thank you, guys. Welcome you all. We had a great night up to this time. It was good to see a lot of our youths performing dramas, and it was great to hear about David's testimony, and I reckon he is going to become more funnier than Gary. Because it was not from head to head, not from Gary to David, it's from David to Gary. And tonight, a couple of weeks before, when Gary told me that we are going to have a youth service, would you like to speak? I said, okay, I'll go and think about it and pray about it, and I'll come back to you. Then I went and thought, and I went and prayed about it, and God gave me this this theme about great influence, which I had in my heart, and I want to talk about this. And so I told Gary, okay, I'll speak about this theme. Then we put together this youth service. And thank you for coming, especially from the outsiders who are here for the first time. A few people here for the first time. Thank you for coming tonight. And I'd like to open up in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for this wonderful life you have given to us, Lord. Speak to us through your words, Lord, so that we can exalt your name on high, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our life can be influenced by different people living around us. When we say influence, what does it actually mean? Our life can be changed by many different people living around us. Our life can be inspired by many people living around us. David gave a great testimony and gave us great courage that even though he got lost for 2 days, and he actually took a leadership skill like he didn't have enough time to explain about it, and we heard from him like we took a leadership skill. He had a great leadership skill, and he took his leadership among other two guys. And our life can have an effect on because of other people around us. What sort of influence other people can have in our life? What sort of influence? I mean, how we live our life, how we speak, how we dress, how we make our decision, how we, what we like to study, what we like to grow up, I mean, what sort of career we want to have when we grow up, what sport to follow, which footy team to follow. So these decisions can be influenced by, these things can be influenced by people who are living around us. So I want to ask a question. Who can influence our life? I'd like to get some answers from the audience. Where is the handheld mic? Thanks, Gary. So, I need a volunteer to carry this around. Okay, Daniel. All right. The question is, who can influence our life? I need some answers.
Our parents. Our friends.
Our leaders.
Come on, Daniel, fast. Oh.
Teachers.
God.
Obama. Obama.
Famous people.
Thank you. Daniel just came from Uluru. I think they are not running much fast there. Come on, Daniel.
Media.
No, I didn't.
Jesus.
Workmates.
Our wives.
Our spiritual guides.
Spiritual guides? Okay. Good. One last chance.
Is that fast enough?
Yeah.
Our brothers and sisters.
Well done. Okay, thanks, Daniel. I think that's enough. Yeah, you look very tired, so... You look very tired. Okay. I got the answer, which I wanted to hear. Like, many people living around us can influence our life. And especially, I'm going to speak about three different people who can influence our life tonight. And last Sunday, I came to church, and we normally have morning service and evening service here. So the last Sunday service, 6:30 evening service, I came here, and I was sitting there, and Kaylin was leading worship. And Kaylin asked, in the middle of the worship, she asked us, congregation, come on, some of you guys come front and give thanks to God. So Dot came in the front, and she said, she gave thanks about her daughter, Jessica, and she prayed, and she said, our baton has been passed on to the next generation. And then Noel Saliba is not here tonight, and he's our elder, and he started preaching about next generation. And I was sitting there and thinking, my God, this guy is going to preach my sermon. So I was thinking about what's going on. Did Gary told anything about what I'm going to preach? No. Then I thought, maybe Jeremy has cacked my computer. Because I know Jeremy worked for Noel, and he's a very intelligent guy, so he has hacked my computer. Then I thought, no. Then I was thinking about, I can't change my sermon because I already started preparing it. What am I going to do? Then I realized, okay, he's not preaching about that subject, but he preached about it, he touched about it, he talked about next generation and how we can influence next generation. And then I asked God, why? Like, if I'm going to preach the same subject, why Noel is preaching it? You know, he's touching that. Then God told me, the subject you have selected is right. That's what I want my youth and young adults to hear about it. And that gave me peace in my heart. So I was glad. Then after the service, I went to Noel and I told him, I forgive you this time, only this time, with warning, saying that, okay, don't ever hack my computer, don't ever use Jeremy's help. And then we moved on, and I started preparing this sermon. So when Daniel was running around and getting answers from our audience, the first answer came is parents, and who can influence our life. The first answer, which is very correct, is parents. Bible says children are a blessing from God. Parents influence our life with their love. When we are young, our parents spend time to teach us, train us, guide us to learn language and skill. I like to read this first verse. It's Proverbs 22:6. It's coming up. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. It says, like, our parents spend a lot of time in training us in the way they want us to learn language and skills. I like to read the second verse as well. Its second verse is coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Fathers, do not separate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So it's parents' responsibility to bring us in training and instruction of the Lord. For example, I look at little Amelia, like she was here today morning here, dancing and clapping hands and raising hands, which is how fast she is learning from her parents. I know that Daniel and Julie, I've noticed that when do we worship, they raise their hands, they clap their hands, and that's, she is actually learning from their parents. But I didn't understand, like, she does this quite often. So I don't understand where she has learned that from. Maybe Daniel may be doing that at home. And so it's parents' responsibility to bring us to the Lord and training and instruction of the Lord. We heard about great testimony the other day, like a couple of weeks before. Gavin brought his son, Zachary, to Alpha Course, and Zachary gave his heart to Jesus. How awesome is that? It's parents' responsibility to bring their children to God and bring us to church. Okay, I'm going to change my topic a little bit. Who like cricket? No one like cricket. I thought we Australians love our sport. And okay, the next question is, who is the best bowler? Murali Dharan or Shane Warne? Okay, I won't go into that topic. Okay, in cricket, the game of cricket, we have different format. We've got test match, we got one day match, and now the new format has come in. It's called 2020. So what's the difference between one day match and the 2020? One day match, you play for the whole day, and it goes up to 50 over. Difference between one day match and 2020? 2020 has got only 20 overs, and it finished up very fast. So I was watching IPL, Indian Premier League, last year, and one commentator mentioned this. He said, one-day match, parent takes kid to cricket. One-day match, parents takes kids to cricket. 2020 match, kids take parents to cricket. Because the reason is, one-day match, go for a long time, and kids doesn't like to sit there and watch, you know, for a one-day match. But 2020 match, kids like to go there because it's only a short time. And I had this comment in my heart, and I was thinking about this for a long time. And last year we had a guest speaker, Caleb Nicholas. He came here and he spoke about next generation. And he told us how the next generation is coming up. And it is true. And it is changing. A new generation is coming, and it is changing. There was an old time where parents took their children to church, and it's going to change, and it is changing. It's a time now, children taking their parents to church. It is changing. And we can see from our young people, like, you know, young people, they love to hear about God. Like, Elder Lewis told us, like, when Gavin brought his son to Alpha Course, he couldn't wait to accept Christ, and he couldn't wait to accept Holy Spirit. So it is changing. The next generation is changing. I challenge you, some of you guys here, to take that lead, you know. Like, some of you guys can actually influence your parents as well. For example, when you are at dinner table, and we have a customs of praying at the dinner table, and everyone is looking at each other, who is going to pray? Mom always pray? Or dad always pray? Why don't you take up the opportunity and start praying? Why don't you take up the opportunity and start praying when you're at the dinner table? If your mom is sick, why don't you pray for her? If you pray, Jesus can deliver your mom? Do you believe that Jesus can deliver your mom if you pray? Kids, it's for you guys as well. You guys take up this opportunity and pray for your mom and dad when you are sick. And you will be amazed when your mom go to the work and when other ladies come up and say, how about your kids? When the question is asked, how about your kids? They will say, my kids drive me nuts. And your mom will say, my little girl prayed for me and she is very gorgeous. Like, so come, kids, I encourage you, and youths, you are not too old to get along with your parents. And it's changing in our world. Like, when we come up to the teenage, we don't like to speak to your parents. We want our independence. I urge you, youths, to spend time with your parents and pray for your parents and care for your parents. Mother's Day is coming up. Don't just buy a present for your mom. Give her a hug and pray. And I had developed this habit of praying for my parents on their birthdays. Like last year, my dad turned into 67. He's not living in this country. He's living at Sri Lanka. I've sent him birthday cards, but on that day, he was restless because I didn't call him until night, because that was a working day, so I didn't have chance to call him. When I called him and when I prayed for him, he said that this is what I expected from you, because he want me to pray for him. So I encourage you guys to take this opportunity to pray for your parents. So, as I mentioned here, parents can have influence. Definitely they will have influence on our life. At the same time, we also can influence on our parents. So take this opportunity to have influence on your parents. The next answer, when we ask around, its game is friends. In America, I read this on the internet. They did a survey among young people, teenage people. They asked this question: whom do you think have more influence on your decision making? Is your parents or is your friends? Guess what? 51% of the people said friends had their 51 of the person of the percentage of the people said friends had greater influence on their decision making. And only 49 said parents had great influence on their decision making. So another major category which have great tremendous influence in our life is friends. Who like to have more friends? I like to have more friends. Nowadays, with the help of technology and internet, we can make friends easily. Facebook, now another new thing called Twitter, so we can make friends easily. What does Bible say about friends? I'm going to read next two verses. It's coming from Proverbs 22, 24 and 25. It says, do not make friends with hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one easily angered. Or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. Who are your friends? Do you know when you hang around with your friends, you pick up each other's habits, sayings, likes, and dislikes? Often, youths like to dress like their friends. If you have godly friends, you will develop godly habits by following them and spending time with them. I want to read the next verse. It's coming from Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. It says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Bible says, if your friends are ungodly, they will corrupt your behavior, which is very true. If your friend is not cared about his own sin, certainly he is not going to care about your relationship with God. If you hang around with friends who swear all the time, guess what? you are going to start swearing as well. You will wonder, how do I start swearing? And where do I get this habit of swearing? I have a classic example. This is from my workplace. At my workplace, now they're changing our seating arrangements because we have to go and sit with our commercial people so that accountants and commercial people can sit together so they can make viable decision. So they're changing our seating arrangement. So when the seating arrangement came up, so we were allocated to our commercial manager. One of my mates started shouting and he went to my manager and he told me, I don't like to sit with that particular manager. We all knew that particular manager is very intelligent and he is with our company for a long time and he has got a lot of knowledge which we can gather by sitting by the side of him. But why my mate doesn't want to sit by the side of him? Because if he speaks a sentence, at least you will have one swear word in it. So he swears all the time. If you speak a sentence, at least one word, which can be guaranteed. So my mate, he is not a Christian, but he knows that if he's going to sit by the side of him, after some time, he's going to pick up the same habit. So what he did, he said, okay, if he's sitting there in a cubicle, I will sit here, not there. So he wanted to change his seat. It's very true. Because the Bible says, bad company corrupts good character. If you have a friend who is asking you constantly and continuously to do bad things which you don't like, you may be thinking, and it is a good idea to walk away from that friend. I'm not saying having friend is not good. I'm not saying that you should only have Christian friends, but it's about whom you are hanging around with, whom you are spending more time. It's good to have friends. If you don't have friends, what will happen is this will be the only church. You know, the church will not grow. But you have to watch out whom you are hanging around with and whom you are spending time with, because it's very important. If you get together with bad company, it's going to spoil your good character. I'm going to look at this next words, Proverbs 13:20. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffer harm. It's very clearly it says, if you hang around with wise people, if you hang around with people who make good decision, good spiritual decision, we will also do the same thing. If you hang around with people who doesn't care about their decision, they make spontaneous decisions, we are going to do the same thing. A couple of years before, Brendan invited me for his birthday party, and I went to the birthday party, and the time came, and the speech time. A few people started talking about delivering speeches, and one of Brendan's mate got up, and he spoke about Brendan, and he said, within our group, Brendan is the, we called him as moral guy, because whenever we're trying to do immoral things, he's the one telling always, this is not right, guys. We should not do these things. And I was amazed, and it's touched my heart. How many of your friends can stand up and say about you, youth, you guys going to school, and you are a church youth group, and you have a lot of other activities outside. How many of your friends can stand up and say like this? And his friend was very brave, and he admitted he didn't think about him, but he thought about Brendan, and that was great. I'm not raising Brendan, but that's what I heard, which actually touched my heart. That is my second group, and I'm going to finish with the third group, which is youth group. which someone else mentioned here. Our youth group, own youth group, I know that other churches also have this youth group, and we call our youth group up Tuesday Night Live. And when we come to Tuesday Night Live, we share testimony about God, about how God has blessed us. And do you guys realize that how encouraging that could be for other youth? Maybe not all the time we are sharing. Like last week when we came to Tuesday Night Live, Gary actually did this activity, and he actually asked us to split into two groups. And like we had like 10 people standing here, and one person stood up here, another person stand here, and we had a couple of questions. Gary gave us a couple of thoughts to share, how God has blessed us, and have you ever experienced a healing, like those sort of things. And I heard like great testimonies from our young people. Shara told me how she got healed from a difficult situation, and someone told me like about their healing, and it was good. And sometimes we don't realize when you come to youth group how amazing and how we can get influence with other people's testimonies and other people's encouragement. Young adults, youths are actually watching you. When you come to Sunday service on time, the youths are watching you. And when they grow up, and when they are going to have their own car, they are going to follow what you are doing now. So, because the youths are watching young adults, and youths, the kids and the children are watching you. What you do when you worship Lord, do you raise your hands, or you are idle and you are sleepy? So how do you worship Lord? Are you passionate about worshiping Lord? The kids are watching you guys. We have two of our young people, youths in our band. Sarah and Hayden plays to our band. I can tell you guys, some of these young kids, you guys are the role model for these young kids, because they are watching you guys, and they may be thinking in their heart, when I grow up, I'm going to be like them. I'm going to be like them. I'm going to play a guitar like Sarah. I'm going to play drums like Hayden. So don't think that, you know, no one is watching you, because other people around us are watching us. Youth, you are role model to these kids. Young adults, you guys are role model to our youth. Jeremy, when you come here week after week, continuously, on time, in the morning, and for the music practice, the other kids are watching you. Andrew and Na, when you run the kids club, other kids are watching you, and they may be thinking, when we grow up, this is what we also want to do. Daniel, when he was doing the Fusion Festival, a lot of kids watching him, how he was running the Fusion Festival. So these are encouragement to us. I just took a few examples about our youth and young adults. I'd like to share, like, we can be a great encouragement to our youth. And don't forget, we are role models to our younger ones, because these kids doesn't look at me. They actually look at you, youths, because that's what they want to do when they grow up. I want to finish with this conclusion. God has placed different type of people around us to influence our life. Some people we can't choose. For example, our parents. We can't choose our parents. Some people we can choose, especially our friends, our youth group, we can choose. Be wise to choose your friends, and because they can influence your life. So I'm going to close in prayer, and I'm going to give an opportunity to the people here to pray. Perhaps you've got a friendship situation you don't know what to do with, and you perhaps you're not good with your parents. Perhaps you don't have that relationship with your parents which you had a few years before, and you don't know what to do. It may be hurting inside. It may be hurting you. You want to make a decision whether I should hang around with these friends or whether what I should do. If you don't know, you're seeking God and you want an answer from God, I'll ask you guys to come front and we'll pray for you. And I'd like to invite the band to come up here and we'll have one song. Thank you.